We're back here on the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. On our First American Bank soundbite segment, we're going to go to Dennis Allen and his thoughts on the Saints' offensive line when they're going up against the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, I think there were some good. I think there's some things that need to be improved. You know, I thought the first play of the game looked like what I wanted it to look like. You know, I thought that was an outside zone where we got movement, we got push. I thought Alvin did a great job on his track, hitting it, and then one cut running. So, like, that looked like what I anticipate things looking like. I don't think the consistency was where we needed to be. I think there's some things that we got to keep working on in terms of protection. But, you know, I think it looked like a first preseason game with a bunch of new pieces, you know. And so now how do we improve from there?
That was Dennis Allen on our First American Bank soundbite. And he's right about the running play. Not a problem. And he did say it. Man in pass protection.
Yeah, and again, I've been there. As a quarterback getting the offense, you want to have some continuity. You want to have success. For instance, like Derek Carr's preseason debut last year, like I said, he went 6 of 8, 70 yards and a touchdown. Well, his first pass attempted, man, was deflected at the line of scrimmage. Oh, my God, that ball was hanging way in the air. I said, for sure that's going to be intercepted. Mike, whenever I got a ball that got hit up like that, I tell you what, I never had that.
And you lucky when it don't get picked off.
No, I said, oh, man, that's an interception. So I look at that. Then right tackle Trevor Penning was flagged for holding. And then you look at they say, Bobby, that's a veteran guy. Maybe we can count on him. Well, he was penalized for holding. And he had a false start in back-to-back plays. So I just look in the first half. You know, I always tell you this. Now, I know it's preseason, not a regular season game, but you are a creature of habits. And, you know, the coaches address this. You never want 9 penalties or more or 100 yards. Well, I'm looking at the Saints piled up 7 penalties in the first half alone, and it's most from the offense. So what's going on in the trenches? So that was never good. That's why I'm not so optimistic going forward against the 49ers and Titans. I got to wait and see that have we taken baby steps. They're not going to be drastic steps. Have we taken baby steps to get the continuity more? And I said in the two phases, because it was the same song and dance like last year. Can we run the ball or stop the run? Well, you know what? It was a mirror image of what we did last year. Mike, we gave up 4.7 yards a run, which is 4.5, and we only averaged 3.5. Well, that's what happened the whole complete season. So what I've been saying the whole offseason, can we flip that? And you might think, no, it's monumental, I'm telling you.
People say, oh, it's just a yard.
No, it's a lot more than that.
It's a lot more than that.
So I say, no, can we average? Can they block Alvin Kamara or whoever's the running back, Jamal Williams, whoever it might be? Can we get 4.5 yards a run and hold the opponent to 3.5? So that's what I'll be looking at going against the 49ers come Sunday night against the Titans when they come to the Superdome, see the Superdome, and then going into the Carolina game. So that's why, to me, it's kind of a push. It's not so bad that you're letting go of the rope, but it's not like, oh, you're really bragging. No, it's like the same old, same old. So I'm still taking the wait-and-see approach and what's going to come as far as an offensive line. I think we're going to get after the passer. I think
defensive line, I'm not too worried about that.
No, it's exactly, Mike. It's more on the offensive line. Now, the one defensive player I'm worried about, and I thought he might be taking steps forward or strides, not so much. Mike, he didn't record like a stat. Isaiah Foskey. He played almost the entire second half.
Nothing.
And he failed to make an impact. I don't know. He's the all-time leading stud. Charlie and I was talking about this for Notre Dame. Well, I don't know. You don't play for Notre Dame no more. You play for the Saints. How about you do something for us? Isaiah Foskey, kind of out of sight, out of mind.
But he did absolutely zero in the second half of that game. on another segment here on our First American Bank Soundbite. Dennis Allen talks about the Trevor Penning experience.
Look, I would say there was some good things that Trevor did. I think there's some things that he's still got to work to improve on. It's his first, you know, game playing right tackle, you know, so I'm not overly concerned about that right now. And yet I think we all understand that we've got to improve and that's what we'll be out here working to do.
Part two of Dennis Allen talking about Trevor.
Nice.
No, he's trying to be politically correct.
Supportive.
With it. Come on. He knows it's a major disappointment. And unless that's a major turnaround, Saints got problems at the right tackle. But this is part two of our First American Bank segment. Dennis Allen on Trevor Penning.
I saw some things that I hadn't necessarily seen out here every day at practice from a technique and fundamental standpoint. Yeah, and so I think that's – look, I think that's the key is for all of these guys, and in particular, you know, guys that are trying to establish themselves is, like, you see these things out here at practice and you see the fundamentals, you see the technique, you see the improvement – you know, and then you want to make sure that you're able to kind of see the same thing in the stadium, under the lights, all those kinds of things. So I chalk it up really to a first preseason game, and let's see how we improve from here.
Well, again, Mike, that being Trevor Penning, but one guy who has improved, and I thought he looked like he belonged, Brian Brazee. You know, you talk about the defensive line.
He's a player.
No, look, he registered two tackles, a sack. He had a quarterback hit. To me, if you look at the Cardinals and where they're at, now I know you have to look at who's playing. Colin Murnau didn't play, whatever. They were going with Desmond Ridder. But I guarantee if we can do this a number of games where the opponents don't pick up a first down until about 10 minutes left in the second quarter, I'd say we got off to a fast start. I mean, the Cardinals didn't pick up a first down since down until 10:22 mark in the second quarter. And I think, you know, we've talked highly. We've praised them. We'll tell you when you're good because we witness it. Like Brian Brazee, Carl Grandison, Chase Young. You know,
and then so, Willie Gay came in.
Yeah, Willie Gay. Yeah, so
that was the other part of it.
It's not like, oh, y'all picking on Trevor Penning. No, we wish Trevor Penning was having the success of Brian Brazee.
I want him to have the success of Taliese Fuaga, who I thought for a first game being switched from right tackle to left tackle, he really played a good game technically.
Right, he looked like he belonged.
He looked like he can play that left tackle position.